Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. It's a podcast that's all about empowering men to become who God created us to be. Short episode today. I want to give you five cheat codes. Cheat codes are something that it will make your life a little bit better. It will help you grow. It will help you get a little bit closer to your goals. Five simple things that you can do right now. Number one, phone placement. Okay, let's talk about where we put our phone when we go to sleep at night. This is really important. Most people sleep with their phone right next to their head or their bed every night. And so they wake up and that snooze button is right there. They can hit it and go right back to sleep. Or they might wake up in the middle of the night, have a hard time falling back asleep. And so what do? They stare at their phone. Horrible, bad for you. You should not look at your phone right before you go to bed or when you're having a hard time sleeping. So what I've learned over the last couple of years is to put my phone on the opposite end of our bedroom. There's a desk that's about 10, 12 feet from our bed. My phone goes there. It charges there every night. I still hear the alarm. And here's the benefit. When that alarm goes off at 5 or 5:30 or 6 a.m., depending on the day, I have to get up, walk across the bedroom, and turn it off. By then, I don't want to hit the snooze. I'm already up and I'm ready to start my day. So phone placement for your first of five cheat codes. Put it away from your bed. Some guys I know even put it outside their bedroom. So that would be number one. Number two, coffee and calisthenics. Hear me out. That might not make sense at first glance, but this is what that means for me. Every morning, I make coffee for me and my wife. We'll do like a French press or a pour over, or even if you got the old-fashioned coffee maker, that's great. While it's brewing, I crank out 40 to 50 push-ups, depending on the day, at least 40. 40 is the minimum. I'll stretch out a little bit. Some guys are way too tight in their hamstrings and their hips. There it is. I'm at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. I'm doing my push-ups and stretching out a little bit while the coffee's brewing. I take advantage of that time. It helps me wake up a little bit and it gets me bare minimum moving my body just a little bit. I normally do my hard workouts in the afternoons or evenings, but that time right there gets the blood flowing. And then when I go to take that coffee and read my Bible and write in my journal, I'm far less likely to be tired and fall back asleep because I've already got the blood flowing. So number one, phone placement. Number two, calisthenics while the coffee's being made. Number three, journals for your kids. What this looks like for me is I have three daughters and I wish I could spend 24/7 with them while they're growing up. But the fact of the matter is I can't. No dad can. We got to go out there. We got to provide. We got to go to work. We got to build things. But what I've learned to kind of redeem the time is each one of my daughters has a journal just for her with letters from dad. And I'm going to give that journal to them when they're 18, 19, or 20. And it'll be two decades worth of letters from dad since they were born. I'll throw in pictures there sometimes too, but it's a wonderful way to redeem the time that I can just share my heart. I can talk to them like, hey, this is what I've been seeing you do lately. These are your accomplishments. This is why I'm proud of you. Or even, hey, we had a fight today. But guess what? I still love you. This is what I was thinking. This is why I wanted to try and do what I was doing. It's just beautiful. So write notes to your kids. And in fact, if you want to, just get them each a journal and start filling it up with letters from dad. Number four, power naps. I'm telling you, this is a game changer. Power naps. Even if I've got 10, 15 minutes between two appointments or my next phone call or handling a bunch of emails, especially on the weekends, just lay down, kick your feet up for 10 minutes. I'll set a timer on my phone, 20 minutes if I can afford it. 20 minutes is magic. And take a power nap. I learned this from Jocko Willink. Some of you guys already follow Jocko out there, but this is, and I've actually talked to my father-in-law about it. He is 30 years retired military. So I think military guys have got this going down, but power naps are where it's at. If you're not getting your full 8 hours of sleep a night, which most guys, that's just really hard to do. I don't get 8 hours most nights. So power naps once or twice a week, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday, but maybe it's a afternoon where I'm working from home and I'm really tempted to get a cup of coffee at 3 p.m. before an evening of showings or whatever. Instead of that, set a 20-minute timer on my phone, lay down in a dark room, kick my feet up a little bit, and even if you don't fall asleep, you will feel refreshed. There's something about it, just laying down and shutting it off for 10 to 20 minutes, power naps. And the fifth one, is the 10-second prayer. The 10-second prayer. Take 10 seconds every day. Grab your wife, hold her in your arms, and pray a simple 10-second prayer over her. Do this before you go to work. I've talked to a lot of guys who really struggle with praying out loud over their wife. I think it's an insecurity thing. I struggled with it for years. You just feel inadequate. Like, how can I pray boldly and confidently over the one who sees me mess up all the time? I just feel unworthy. But that's where you just get out of your head a little bit. You give it 10 seconds. And I'm telling you, when I first started doing this, it sounded like Sunday school prayers. Dear God, thanks for my wife. I really love her. Please bless her today. Help her with the kids. In Jesus' name, amen. If you did that every day over your wife, not only will you bless her immensely, not only will it strengthen your marriage, but you'll also get better at praying out loud the more you do it. So get out of your head about it and just 10 seconds or less, a simple blessing, a simple short prayer. If mornings don't work for you, evenings. But every day you should pray with and for your wife out loud. Let her hear it. And it doesn't have to be this poetic, eloquent thing. 10 seconds. Do it poorly at first rather than not at all. So in review, some cheat codes for you guys to consider. Number one, phone placement not next to your bed at night. Number two, coffee and calisthenics. While you're waiting for that coffee to brew, crank out some push-ups. I don't care. It could be squats. Pick your thing, but get the blood flowing a little bit. Number three, write letters to your kids. In fact, get a journal for each of them and start filling it up. Number four, power naps. Total game changer. It does not have to be long. 10 minutes, 20 if you can afford the time. And the last, but certainly not least one, the 10-second prayer. You got to be praying over your wife every day out loud. Do it poorly at first rather than not at all. So there's some cheat codes for you guys. I hope it blesses you guys, makes your lives a little bit better, strengthens your families a little bit more. We'll see you next time.